Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, How Generative AI Works. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Generative AI for IT Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the working mechanisms of generative AI, the key components and processes involved, and how it compares to traditional AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe how generative AI functions and differentiate it from traditional AI. Main content overview of the working mechanisms. Generative AI refers to algorithms that can generate new content, from text to images, based on the data they have been trained on. The core mechanism behind generative AI is the use of neural networks, particularly generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. In GANs, two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, work in tandem. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them, determining whether they are real, from the training dataset, or fake, created by the generator. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces data that the discriminator cannot easily distinguish from genuine data. Conversely, VAEs focus on encoding the input data into a compressed representation and then decoding it back to the original form. This method allows generative models to learn the underlying distribution of the data, enabling them to create new instances that are similar to the training data. Key components and processes involved. To understand how generative AI works, it's crucial to identify its key components. Data collection. The first step involves gathering vast amounts of data. In finance, this could be transaction records, market data, or customer profiles. The quality and quantity of this data directly impact the generative model's performance. Training the model. Once the data is collected, it is used to train the generative model. During training, the model learns to identify patterns and features within the data. For instance, a model trained on historical stock prices can learn to generate future price trends based on the learned patterns. Evaluation and tuning. After training, the model's performance is evaluated, often using metrics like loss functions and accuracy. Tuning involves adjusting parameters to improve the model's output quality. Content generation. The final step is generating new content. In a finance context, this could mean creating predictive models for market movements or generating synthetic financial reports. For example, generative AI can simulate a range of financial scenarios based on varying market conditions, aiding in better strategic planning. These processes highlight the importance of data quality and the iterative nature of model training and evaluation. Comparison with traditional AI. Traditional AI typically focuses on classification and regression tasks. For instance, a traditional AI model might be used to predict whether a loan applicant is likely to default based on historical data. These models rely on predefined rules and patterns, making them inherently limited in their creative capabilities. In contrast, generative AI can create entirely new data points that never existed before. For example, while a traditional AI might classify loan applicants based on existing data, generative AI can simulate new applicants to test how changing criteria might impact lending decisions. This capability is particularly valuable for stress testing financial models against hypothetical situations. Additionally, traditional AI models often require extensive feature engineering, where human experts select the most relevant attributes for the model. Generative AI, however, can automatically learn from raw data, reducing the need for manual intervention and enabling more innovative applications. This means IT managers can focus on more strategic tasks while the generative AI handles data complexities. The shift from traditional AI to generative AI represents a significant leap in capabilities. Especially in fields like finance, where understanding market nuances and creating predictive models can lead to substantial competitive advantages. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored how generative AI works, including its mechanisms and key components. We also discussed how it differs from traditional AI, highlighting the unique advantages it offers in generating new data. Understanding these concepts will be crucial as we delve deeper into applications of generative AI in the finance sector in subsequent lessons. Reflection questions: how can generative AI be utilized to enhance decision-making processes in finance? In what ways does the ability to generate synthetic data benefit financial modeling? Reflect on your understanding of the differences between generative AI and traditional AI. How might this knowledge influence your role in IT management?